The always effervescent Sheila Walker with us this morning from the city. You cut. Are there headphones? No, up there, there. There we go. Yeah. Put the headphones on. That way you can hear us talking about you. And here we go. Right, got that. Hey, Sheila, how you doing?
Hey, Scott.
All right.
Effervescent.
Effervescent. The effervescent. Yeah.
You're like Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That means I'm a good hangover cure.
Hey, she was... No, you know what? There is no cure for a hangover. We're going to talk about that later on today.
There is.
Certainly not a sequel. That was a horrible movie.
Yeah, but it makes you feel better to try.
That's right.
Cure. I believe in Kool-Aid and a bologna sandwich.
Good for what ails you.
It's good for breakfast.
Is it a fried bologna?
Oh, that's scary.
That's twice today.
Slice in it,
yeah,
you know?
Okay. All right, that's fine. Anyway, feeding your dog snickerdoodles this morning, were you?
It was a self-feeding kind of thing. It was a help-yourself deal. Yeah. On the counter in the kitchen.
Of course, Sheila reigns supreme at the, what's it called? Wolf Pen Creek.
Yeah. What?
Wow. This is such an awesome interview.
I'm just going to laugh over here.
It's the Wolf Pen Creek Amphitheater, and of course, it is Christmas at the Creek this year.
Christmas at the Creek.
Yeah, so what do you got going on?
Well, we've got so much going on, it's hard to say, Scott.
No. Yeah.
Free performances. We've got three live performances, three stages for live performances. We've got Photos with Santa. Of course, people are welcome to bring their own camera, or they can, for a small fee, they can purchase from us.
Everybody's got a camera in their phone, right? They can do that.
You know, everybody does it.
Yeah.
And
oh,
everybody
really?
Doesn't have a phone. We had a man ask to borrow our phone last night when we were working at the park.
Really?
He said, you don't have a payphone here, and I need to use the phone.
Wow.
It was amazing. So, anyway.
If only I knew somebody who used to be in the payphone business, I could ask him about that.
You know, isn't that funny?
Okay, anyway.
We can look that up.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a live nativity scene both weekends. We've got free cookies and hot chocolate, free hay rides. We've got lots of fun things going on at the Art Center at the corner of Dartmouth and Holloman, and you ride the free hay ride to get over there. We've got arts and crafts for the kids. We've got lots of gourmet food trucks.
Oh, get out of here.
Out there. Little
fun.
Snow from Arctic Wolf.
Okay.
We've got a pet contest tomorrow night, which is big-time fun. And next weekend, we've got the famous baking contest. So just oodles and gobs of fun. Go to cstx.gov/Christmas for all the details.
It's right there. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You bet.
Me.
It's Sheila Walker from the City College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday on WTAW.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
817, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's kind of an odd situation today. First, we were going to have a candidates forum yesterday, and we're rescheduling that for next week. So that's the normal slot for the city of Bryan, and we had already rescheduled Bryan, and I said, hey, Alan, let's do this. Let's move to Friday. So we had both cities here today, and everything went fine, and here we are. How are you?
You know, they were all of us were here in the same room,
I know.
Nothing bad happened.
You know, if a bomb had gone off, there'd been four bad jobs. Anyway, what's going on in the city?
Okay, I've got some reminders coming up. First of all, tonight, this evening, is First Friday in downtown Bryan. Great opportunity to start your Christmas shopping if you haven't already, or finish it up, or in the middle of it. However, get some Christmas shopping done First Friday. The vendors will be staying open late. Good opportunity there. Starts around, you know, I guess when it starts around dark. So go to downtownbryan.com. They have all the information there. And then two deadlines are coming up on Monday. The first one is a deadline for entry in the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade, which is a week from this evening.
Okay.
So that's next Friday evening at 6:30. First time we've brought that back in a long time. An entry form, downloadable entry form, is on downtownbryan.com. And then the other deadline is for the police departments. The Bryan Police Officers Association are having their Blue Christmas Drive, where they're collecting toys and coats this year. It's the first time to collect coats. And the toy drive is actually ending Monday. That's the last day that they're accepting toys. They got to get them all sorted and ready to distribute later in that next week. So drop off your donations. There's a number of locations, the CVS on Texas and Villa Maria. The Bryan Police Department's probably the best place to go. And there's other locations, and that we've got those listed on our website at bryantx.gov.
Okay. We brought a guest.
We did. We have our economic development guy, Dennis Gearing.
Executive director of the, are you the executive director? Is that the official title?
Something like that.
All right. Of the Bryan Business Council here this morning. So what's new? What's going on in the world of business in Bryan?
Well, I think we have a lot of activity going on. We had the dedication of the Blinn campus last week, I think, and they put their allied health department out at the HSC.
That's the Health Science Center.
And they're taking down 53,000 square feet of space to expand their education for allied health. And I think that's, Blinn is a growing institution. We have 12,000 students here, and junior colleges are going to grow. That's where the growth is. And I think Blinn will be 25,000 students in another 10, 12 years.
Not to speak for Blinn, but I know you have to think about what their future is going to be. Obviously, Blinn acts as an on-ramp to Texas A&M for a lot of people. But there are some other opportunities that are available out there. What do you see now, and what do you think in the near future?
Well, in the near future, we're going to have more job training opportunities for more, not a college graduate, but for the second entry of the labor force. And the truth of the matter is we're a recruiting industry now, and we have several opportunities to do that, as I told you a little earlier. And we need to have trained labor forces for that, and Blinn is an excellent opportunity to handle that, and which is one of the strategic plans that we have here at Bryan to help Blinn expand that base, find a way to have a location for them, much like we did out here. See, they took 53,000 square feet out of 127,000 square foot building. So, and there, in time, they will have to have a place to go other than that. So we got to think long term strategically, and we got to look at what we can do for them. And it's just like Texas A&M. When you and I were here, Scott, how many students do we have?
Yeah, 7,000, 8,000? Yeah.
And 7,000 or 8,000 students, okay. What is it today? 50,000, but it's going to cap out there, And so we have an opportunity to grow another educational sector in our community. And as you know, education in Texas A&M has been the primary economic wagon for the community. Without that, we'd be something else.
Sure. Now, obviously, we know about the biomedical corridor, what the Health Science Center has meant. But there have to be some other areas where business development is taking place. Kind of give us a peek into what kind of development is going to happen in what areas of the city that
you see. The other side of that coin is the Texas Triangle Park, which is the new park that we're developing on the north side of Bryan on 2818 and 6. And the truth of the matter is we're developing 191 acres that will have rail siding, and we're promoting industry, manufacturing, and expansion. In fact, we have two prospects right now that we're working with that I think we're number one on their list. So if we are able to achieve both of those, we're looking at some 250 jobs.
So that'll be on the west side of 2818 and 6, right, if you're going to have the rail there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what are we looking at there? Is that light industry? What's the...
There's a lot of things we'd like to have, but we got to go with what the market tells us, what it dictates. And right now, it's light manufacturing, and there's manufacturing coming back to the states that we've not seen. In fact, we've had more interest in that side of the coin than we have anything. Even Tayo printing out there has expanded since they've been since they came 2 years ago, and that's another $1 million worth of expansion.
Man or woman on the street, Dennis Gehring is our guest. He's the executive director of the Bryan Business Council. A man and woman on the street would immediately think, when you're trying to lure a company here, tax abatements would be what you'd do. Is that still part of the equation, and what else is out there?
Well, I think we have tax abatement, but that's part of the game today. And without some tax abatement or incentives, other communities are going to be competitive, and we won't be in the game. So you have to pull up those incentives to make the deals work. And you have a lot of other factors. You got some 380 grants, and there are several things that...
What is a 380 grant?
It's just a grant that's put together by the city that kind of finds different ways to introduce incentives.
Okay, so a city-level grant.
It's
I just didn't know where
grant,
that
right.
was. Okay. Now, who's Bryan competing with right now, as far as cities are concerned or entities are concerned?
everybody.
Okay.
I mean, we're not alone in this race. Every town in Texas that I know of is competing for industry, okay? Everybody wants growth. Everybody wants a little bit of growth that they can add. So, yes, everybody has an economic development department that's aggressive and growing and making things happen.
Well, and we want this because this helps to keep our taxes low. It's important.
Sir.
It is important to do.
You got to have growth we got kids graduating, going. We got to find jobs for them. There's a way, and we got to promote that.
Well, you and I have both been here long enough. We know that what would happen is people would graduate and leave.
That's right.
Or they would leave to go to college and never come back. And we need those people to come back, or we need them to never leave. Mm-hmm. And that's how we grow that base. What else on your horizon?
Well, we're still working aggressively on the bio corridor, and I think in summation, I think a lot of people really don't realize or understand what we have out there. The truth of the matter is we've in the last 3 years, we've completed 535,000 square feet of properties, okay, and four different buildings. But what's really important is, the first two are university-oriented, okay? The second two are privately owned and financed. In other words, out of the $238 million that's been spent on facilities, $110 million has come from the private side and privately owned and privately financed. Plus the fact it's on the 50 acres that we set aside in the HSC corridor. And that 50 acres is publicly private property, meaning we can generate a tax base back to the cities and schools and the county along with the joint venture with the university. And I think that's a major wagon that we've been able to integrate here in the last few. In fact, we've received a lot of compliments from the university, and they want to do more of that.
Right.
So
there you go. Dennis Gehring. How many payphones did we have here? Because he used to be in the payphone business. That's why I'm saying that. How many did we have here? Do you remember?
Well, I don't remember.
I just wondered because, we were talking about that earlier, the down at Wolfpen Creek. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet.
Always good to find out what's going on the business side. Dennis Gehring from the City of Bryan.